Good morning and welcome once again to Studies in the Gospels here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are in a portion of our study we are calling the Year of Development in and around Jerusalem. And today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 12. We'll be looking at verses 35, verses 35 through 48 today, of Jesus warning the multitudes. We're going to also be looking some more at that next week, taking that further. But let's think about the fact that the Lord is coming back again, whether we want to acknowledge that fact or not. The angels declared this would be so in Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, that he would return just as he ascended. There, in those verses, it reads, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." A faithful disciple of Jesus Christ will be prepared and ready for his return. So let's consider how a faithful disciple will be prepared. Let's go to our text now in Luke chapter 12, and let's begin in verse 35. "Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Jesus gives us the picture of one being prepared and ready for action, and keeping the lamps burning. Verse 36 even extends the thought further, actually. We are to be like people who are waiting for the master to come home from a wedding feast so that we can open the door immediately when he comes. Jesus described his disciples as people who are prepared so that when the master comes, they are awake and ready. We should notice that this preparation is not a one-time effort. The servant does not get dressed for action and then falls asleep on the couch until the master returns. We cannot read this passage and say that we have believed and been baptized and think that we are now prepared for his return. Jesus is looking past the birth into discipleship. These people are already servants of the Master. The question is, are they prepared servants? Are they ready? And then Jesus makes an amazing statement. He says that the servants that are found watching are blessed. Why are they blessed? What is going to happen? Jesus says that the Master is going to dress himself for service and have the servants sit at the table. Then the Master is going to come and serve the servants at the table. Now this is virtually unbelievable to those present. The servants that are found ready, prepared, and alert are going to be given an amazing gift. Now, of course, this is the complete opposite of the conventional thinking of that day and this day. The servants would be pleased to serve the Master. But notice the change now in the events. The servants are going to be told to sit at the table. And the Master is going to prepare himself to serve and will serve them. Could anything be more unbelievable? And this provides motivation for us to want to be watchful. We know the Master is going to bless us if we are ready for Him. But the story changes again in verses 38 through 40. It is not known when the Master will return. He might come in the middle of the night, the second watch, or near the daybreak, the third watch. In fact, Jesus describes his return as the arrival of a thief. The time of his arrival is not known. And so the teaching of Jesus is very clear here, if you'll notice verse 40. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is an important teaching. If a person ever claims to know or predict the arrival of the end of the world or the arrival of Jesus, you know that person is a liar. And there are certainly many that have tried to do that. You know not to listen to anything that person says, because Jesus said he is coming at an unexpected time. Our mission is not to search the scriptures with calculators, trying to figure out a code for the second coming. He's not coming when you think. How could we presume to be so arrogant to know something that not even Jesus knows the time of, but only the Father? Many claim to know when Jesus is coming, trying to predict the time. He'll come at the unexpected hour. He might come tomorrow. I don't think very many people are expecting it. It would certainly be a surprise. And that is the point Jesus is making. You're not going to know when the day of his arrival is here. You do not know when he is coming. And instead of guessing, Jesus says you simply need to be ready every day. Be prepared and awake, as if today is the day of his second coming. It's somewhat like when a day you're expecting the mailman to bring an important package to you, and it's going to require your signature. You know he's coming, but you don't know what time. You check the website, and it tells you that it's out for delivery. So now you don't know what to do. Have I got time to go get a haircut before the mailman comes? Is there time to run to the grocery store before he gets here? But I don't want to miss him coming, because then I won't get the package. So I sit by the window prepared. I wait for the arrival of the package. We're to live with that kind of anticipation every day, waiting for the Lord's arrival. Today might be the day the Lord comes again. So now in the following verses, in verses 41 through 48, Jesus is going to show us what it means to be ready. What are the preparations we need to be making so that we can be blessed when Jesus returns? Let's go back to our text now and pick up in verse 41. Then Peter said to him, "Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?" And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." So notice that in verse 42, Jesus asked the question himself. Who then is that faithful and wise steward? Verses 43 and 44 point out more about that faithfulness. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. We show ourselves ready by being faithful to the master's will. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Blessed is the servant who is doing what the master says to be doing. Jesus does not want to arrive and find us sleeping. He wants to see us making preparations. We prepare by being faithful. We study God's word. We study his law. We change our lives to match up with what he has called us to do. Now verses 45 and 46 point out that we will not slip into a pattern of laziness. But if that servant says in his heart, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. The second way that we show our preparation is not being lulled into laziness and resting. Notice what the unprepared servant says to himself there in verse 45. "My master is delaying his coming." This is exactly what we do in our minds. It's quite evident that many people think this way today. Jesus prophesied this is what we would think. He even prophesied it was going to be a long time before he came back. It would be so long that the servants are going to start thinking that he is delayed. The implication for us is clearly, Jesus is not delayed. He is coming at the appropriate time. The Apostle Peter wrote that scoffers would come, saying that things have always gone on as they are, and he is delayed in his return. But Jesus is not delayed. He is coming back. The problem with a mindset that the master is delayed is that it leads to unfaithfulness. Notice what the servants do. They start beating the other servants, eating, drinking, and getting drunk. Basically, the servants start living how they want to live. Now, Jesus is not talking about people in the world. They are already living for themselves. Jesus is talking about us, his servants. Time will continue to go by, and we will lose our intensity in being prepared for him so that we start doing what we want to do. Another day goes by and we think that we can sin today because the master is delayed in his coming. Jesus said that we will become lazy servants, no longer serving him, but serving ourselves. What is going to happen to the lazy servants? What will happen to the servants who, when the master arrives, are not found to be prepared? That is, living faithfully for the master. Look at what Jesus says in verse 46. "The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." This is strong language. The master will come and cut the servant into pieces. But we shouldn't feel too relieved that that was a long time ago, because the punishment that awaits us for that is far worse. Eternal torment and separation from God. To be put in the accompaniment of the unbelievers and the unfaithful. Jesus is clear in Matthew's gospel that the place reserved for the unbelievers and the unfaithful is eternal punishment in hell. Notice Matthew chapter 5, verses 29 and 30. "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And then, of course, we must consider Matthew 25, beginning in verse 31, concerning that day. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You were a servant, but you are cast with the unfaithful, because you were not ready on the day he arrived. In verses 47 and 48, continue to impress on us the gravity of the problem of sin. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask more. My friends, the condemnation is great for knowing the Lord, but not being ready. Are you ready? Have you maintained a faithful, passionate life for the Lord? Or have our hearts told us that the Master is delayed and has led us to live life for ourselves, obeying our own desires and lusts? Stay prepared, ready to spring to action. Keep the lamps burning and live every day as if the Master was coming today. And if you do, when he comes, you will be blessed and will be able to sit at the banquet table, enjoying the pleasure of life forever in the house of the Lord. And so, important warnings from our Lord for the multitudes that include even us today. Well, thank you for joining me today. The Lord wills, we'll come together again at this time next week for another edition of Studies in the Gospels, and we'll continue to look at Jesus' warnings toward the multitudes. Remember, this program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And be sure to tune in through the day for all of the programming here. Great scripturally sound Bible teaching. Beautiful a cappella hymns through the day. What better place could you spend your time? So till we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, and I hope you have a wonderful day.